Today's daf is Bechoras daf Nun Aleph, and we are at the second line from the top of the Amid on daf Nun Aleph Amid Aleph. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sarah Aliza. So the Mishnah on daf Mem Tes Amid Biz, yesterday's daf was a challenging daf, discussed the amount of money that one has to give for a pidyon haben. Now, the truth is, it's a pasuk in the Torah. It says, "Uftuya mi ben chodesh tifta be'erkach hakesef." How much are you supposed to give? Chamisha shkolim b'shekel hakodesh. Five shkolim. Which shkolim? Shekel hakodesh. Esrim geiru. How big is the shekel? The shekel is made up of 20 geiru, which means that if it's five shkolim and each shekel is made up of 20 geiru, in total, it has to be equal value to 100 geiru. So the Mishnah discussed, what does the chamisha shkolim b'shekel hakodesh relate to in the times of the Mishnah? And then the Gemara discussed what it would mean in the times of the Gemara. But the Mishnah began with a very basic yisoid, and that is that the five shkolim that the Torah talks about really translated into five slaim bimei chazal. But there were different types of slaim. There was slaim that were made up of 100% silver, and then there was slaim that were diluted. The proportions were 1/8 silver, 7/8 mach. The ones that were 100% silver came from the country, the nation of Tsar. Thus, they were known as Manatsari. The ones that were diluted were the slum that came from everywhere else. Says the Mishnah that when we say five slum, which is the equivalent thereof, or almost the equivalent thereof, as we saw in the Gemara, 5/6 or 6/5, whatever, to the five shkolim that I mentioned in the Torah, it has to be dafka slum of Manatsuri. Said the Mishnah, chamish slum shall ben be Manatsuri. And then the Mishnah continued and said, shloshim shall evad, the 30 shkolim of Knas that the Torah says one has to give if his Shoira Mu'id kills an Eved Knani, that also has to be Manatsuri. Chamishim Shalayim Shal Mafat. If someone's Ma'anas Mafat in Isha, he has to pay a Knas of Chamishim Shkolim. Vir 2, it would translate into 50 Slaim, but what type of Slaim? Manatsuri. Umeh Shal Moitzi Shemra. The same would be true for the 100 Slaim that one has to give for Moitzi Shemra. Kulam said the Mishnah, B'shekel HaKodesh B'manatsuri, V'kula Niftim B'kesef B'shav HaKesef, they'd all be redeemed with Kesef B'shav HaKesef, meaning you don't have to physically give the 5 Slaim, Chutz Min HaShkolim, with the exception of Machza HaShekel. Either way, so the Mishnah is going to discuss now the second part of the Mishnah. Zokta Gemara, Shloshim Shal Eved, Chamishim Shal says the Gemara, Hasu Lomali. So the Mishnah really said twice that the shkolim or the slaim have to be manatsuri. It began by saying chamish slaim shall ben be manatsuri, and then it mentioned the eved and the oynes mafat and the moitzi shemra, and it chazered over kulam b'shekel hakodesh be manatsuri. So the question is asu lamali. Why does the Mishnah have to mention twice that it has to be manatsuri? Atanolei reish doesn't say it already in the reish. The Gemara says oynes or moitzi shemra. It's no. The reason the Mishnah said it over a second time was to make it clear that oynes and moitzi shemra, their respective knossos, also has to be manatsuri. Why would you think it's different? It's trachsoko daid chamino. Give it a like sibbahu shkolim, emazuzi be'alma. By pidyon haben, it says mefurish in the Torah shkolim. By eved, it says mefurish in the Torah shkolim. But it doesn't say mefurish by oynes, and it doesn't say mefurish by moitzi shemra. That we're even talking about shkolim. Maybe it's zuzim. Maybe it's something else. It's emazuzi be'alma, kamash malon. Therefore, the Mishnah had to make it clear, the melef koyalfi mehadodi, that it has to be shkolim. And what type of shkolim? It has to be the manatsuri shkolim, chutz min hashkolim. So then the Mishnah said that even though we're saying that it has to be shkolim and it has to be, or in the times of Chazal, slaim, but manatsuri, but if you want to give shava kesef, you can give shava kesef as well. Says the Gemara, with the exception of what? The machzis hashekel. There's halacha, you have to give the coin. It has to be a machzis hashekel. Tano, chutz min hashkolim. And Bryce had a longer list of exceptions to the rule of the Mishnah. Number one shkolim that we had in the Mishnah, umayser. If you're being paid the Maisa Sheni, so you can't be paid the Maisa Sheni with Shava Kesef. You have to be paid the Maisa Sheni with real Kesef. And finally, the Harayon. Harayon is the halacha of Oilas Re'iyah. So there was a mitzvah, Shalish Pamim Bashana, Yonah the Yoma, Yerah calls Churchas Pnei Hashem Alekecha, Vela Yerah Panei Rekam, which meant that when you came to be Oil Regal on Yontif, you had to bring with you an Oilas Re'iyah. So the halacha is that that carbon Oila had to be bought with money. So you couldn't buy the Oilas Re'iyah with Shava Kasef, you had to play real money for the Oilas Re'iyah. It says more, how do you know all this? Shkolim, the Tanan, Mitzarfin, Shkolim, the Darvoinois. It says that when they used to collect the Machzah Shekel from the Yidden living in all the different Kreisen, So it was difficult to carry that money up to Yerushalayim. So the Mishnah says that the ones who were in charge of bringing the money to the Beis HaMikdash were allowed to exchange the money for larger bills, so to speak. So if you have 100 singles, you can exchange it for a $100 bill. It's just going to be easier to transport it. So you have a whole bunch of machzis ha-shekels, they're made out of silver, each one is worth a half a shekel. So if you want, you can trade up until you have darvinos or different types of coins that are worth more money. And the reason is b'nei masay aderech. But what do you see from there? You see that it has to remain a coin, that you couldn't just go ahead and say that for convenience purposes, maybe we'll do this in a different way. No, you had to give a machzah shekel. And even when you're changing it, you have to change it for something that is going to still be a coin. At the end of the day, you have to be dealing with coins. How do you know? Maisa, you can't use shava kesef. That's a pasuk in the Torah. Vitzarta kesef biyadcha. And we learn from there, vitzarta is miloshin tsuri, right? Not only are you only allowed to use money if you want to be paid the maisa sheni, but it has to be a coin that has a tsura on it. It's learned out from the word vitzarta. And finally, vaharayon, what's the reason that when you buy the oilas riya, it has to be dafka with money? You're not allowed to pay shava kesef in exchange for your oilas riya. Tanya Rav Yosef, shel yavi sigal azara, because we're afraid that somebody's going to come to the azara to buy his oilas riya, and he's going to bring with him shava kesef, thinking that his shava kesef actually has value. And then he's going to show up and tell him it's not worth enough. There was a certain minimum dollar amount that the oilas riya had to be worth. And if it's not, if you don't pay that amount of money, you can't get your oila. So we're pashut afraid that this person lives in Medina Sayyam. He shows up to the Azar. He's all excited to be Mekayim his mitzvah of Yeiro kol schurcha, and not to be over the loisase of Velo Yeiro panay reikam. And here he's going to show up with Shabbat Kassim, but they're going to tell him it's not worth anything. It's like this. They say, listen, this is how much the oila's real cost. There's a minimum requirement to spend this amount of money. You have to show up with that amount of money. And if you don't, you're a pesheya. But otherwise, we're afraid that this person will make a mistake and he'll end up being over the iser of a lawyer upon a rekam. He doesn't have his money with him. He shot the stick. He left everything back home. And as a result, he won't be able to mekayim his mitzvah. So to prevent this from happening, on a derabbanan level, the Chachamim said that you're never allowed to buy the oilas riya with shava kesef. It's just interesting that the Braisa uses the lashon v'harayoin. So we say it every morning in davening. Elu dvarim she'ein lamshir hapeya v'abikurim v'harayoin u'gmilus chasadim v'salmot Torah. So there's certain mitzvahs that are ein lahem shir. What are the mitzvahs? Hapeya v'abikurim v'harayoin u'gmilus chasadim v'salmot Torah. So what does rayoin mean? Pashu pshat. Say it every morning. What's rayoin? Oilas riya. That's what it means. In fact, there's two pshatim in the Mefarshim, what the Mishnah is trying to say. Either what the Mishnah is saying is that even though there was a mitzvah to be oil regal three times a year, but at the same time, it doesn't mean only three times. It's from the Elu Dvarim She'ein Lohem Shir. You can go to the Kaisel, you can go to Yerushalayim, you can be oil regal really whenever you want. Elu Dvarim She'ein Lohem Shir. It's just, there's a minimum requirement, but there's no maximum. I mean, it sounds like maybe from the Pesukei HaTorah, Shalosh Pamim, maybe three and not more. That's the Mishnah. Elu Dvarim She'ein Lohem Shir, even though it sounds like three, that's a minimum requirement. But of course, it's not a maximum requirement. Additionally, or alternatively, what it means is we just mentioned now that there was a minimum value or dollar amount that you had to pay when you bought the Elas Riya. It couldn't be worth less than a certain amount. Am I allowed to spend more? So when we talk about dollar amounts as it relates to the Eilas Riya, that's all on the minimum level. But on the maximum level, that's what we say every morning. We know what pay is, we know what pikurim is, milos chasanim v'salma Torah, self-explanatory. What's v'harayon? It's miloshin Eilas Riya. What about it is ein lam shir? It's lav dafka three times, it can go more than three times. And you lav dafka can't spend more than a certain amount. The dollar amount that was stated by Chazal as it relates to the Eilas Riya was all a minimum dollar amount, but as it relates to a maximum dollar amount, it's from the Eilu Dvarim she'ein lam shir. So even though we just said that Pidyon HaBen is 5 shkolim, b'shekel HaKodesh, Esrim Geira, which relates to 5 slum, which in the times of the Amal Yoram, a whole bunch of different shittas, and had to be dafka manatsuri. But at the same time, the Mishnah also said you could pay shava kesef. You don't have to, right? The Minhag Yisrael, even till today, is to give 5 shkolim. We figure out how much it's worth, and related to whatever the value of the shekel HaKodesh was in the times of the Torah. But the point is, it doesn't have to be 5. That's just symbolic. But really, you could give shava kesef. Right, the Gemara says Rav Kahana used to take a sudder for Pidyon HaBen. He used to say, Ludidi Shavali, to me, this handkerchief, this sudder, this sheet, has that value. Meaning, it's doesn't have to be money. It could be even shavuot kesef. Stating that, says the Mishnah, in poydin, you cannot be poydin loy b'avodin. So you can't give a koyin, an evet kanani, that's worth 5 shkolim, for pidyon haben. You can't use an evet. V'loy b'shtarois, or shtar. Let's say somebody owes you money. So you go over to the koyin and say, listen, you know, Pliny owes me money. I'm going to give you the shtar. Go collect the money from Pliny. And that, the shtar has value, right? These shtaros sometimes trade on a secondary market. And that's the value. That's the 5 shkolim that I'm giving you. He says, no, you can't do the mitzvah pidyon haben with a note. V'loy bekarkois. Additionally, you can't use karka. V'loy bekdeishois. You can't use hekdesh kosov. Let's say somebody goes to the kohen. He says, listen, I have a son. I have to do pidyon haben. I want to give it to you in writing. I'm going to make you the kohen. He writes down on a piece of paper a shtar. He signs it. Eidei chasim karsi. He gives it to the kohen that he owes him 5 shlom. So the halach is chayiv liten lo. He has to give him 5 shlom because he just wrote a shtar. Then he has to give him 5 shlom. Ubnei anipadoi. And oh, by the way, this 5 shlom that you give, not just the shtar itself, when you physically give the 5 shlom per the agreement that you just stated in your shtar, his son won't be padi. He'll have to give him another 5 shlom. It's for that reason. It's a little confusing what this line means, but the way the Mefarshim explain it is that what we're saying is that even though this person wrote the shtar clearly because he had a son that he knew he had to be padi, that was the purpose of him writing the shtar. But once you write a shtar, you can't use the tashlumin for what's written in the shtar to work for pidyon haben. Which means you're going to have to give him the 5 shlom that you said you'll give him the shtar, plus you're going to have to give him another 5 shlom, which you're obligated to do because of the milvak suv b'torah, because of what the Torah says you have to do, because of the pidyon haben. Now, at the end of the day, you're going to give him 10 shlom. You don't really want to give him 10 shlom. So the Mishnah says there's a way to work around it. What's the workaround? The workaround is the kohen's allowed to return the money that you gave him for pidyon haben. Many kohanim do that. So you give the kohen the 5 shlom, and you can even do it matan avanas lahachzer. But the point is, he can return it. But what the Mishnah is emphasizing is, lefichach im ratzah kohen litin lebe matan rashoi, it's only the second 5 shlom. Meaning the 5 shlom that you're giving him b'toyres pidyon haben, that he can return. But you can't do it the other way. You can't say, I said that I'm going to give you 5 shlom in a shtar. The Chachamim said I have to give it to you, meaning I can't be yoitza my chiv pidyon haben with this. Here's 5 shlom. Give me back the 5 shlom, and then I'll give it to you. I said, that doesn't work. You have to give him the 5 shlom. That's his. Then you have to give him a second 5 shlom. And the second 5 shlom, if he wants, he has a right to return. The bottom line is, I'm afresh pidyon haben. No, another halacha. What happens if someone's mafresh money for pidyon haben? And then the money got lost. So do you say I was mafresh the money? Now it got lost. So I'm okay. I did what I had to do. Says the Mishnah, no. Chayev achar yusa. You have to be mafresh another 5 shlom. And you have to make sure the 5 shlom make it to the kohen. Shenemar, it's learned from a pasuk. It says, yielach. And then it says, ufadei sifta. So the only time it's considered ufadei sifta is if it's actually yielach, if it makes it to the hand of the kohen. But if the kohen never got it, then it's not considered ufadei sifta. So the fact that you were mafresh, it means nothing. So my season, like your Rebbe, the Mishnah said, ein poidin loy ba'avodin, v'loy b'shtaris, v'loy b'karkois, v'loy b'kdesha. So 4 things that don't work for pidyon haben. So again, look at the Torah gives a very precise value of what pidyon haben is, stating that you don't have shava kesef iska kesef. Stating that there are 4 things that don't work. Zok to Gemara, this Mishnah that mentions all these things is not like Rabbi Tanya, Rabbi Yoyim, Bechol Poyde, Bechol Adam, Chutz Ben Ashtaris. It can be Poyde anything, just not Shtaris. Meaning, Avadim you can use, Karkois you can use, but in terms of Shtaris, that's the only thing that does work. My time with the Rabbi, Darish Ribuye Umiyuti. It says, Uftuya Miben Chodesh Tifte. Be'erkecho kesef, chamesh eshkolim, b'shakal ha-koydesh, esrim geiru. Says the Gemara, uftuyev ben choydesh tifte, rib. Be'erkecho kesef, chamesh eshkolim, miyit. Right? Uftuyev ben choydesh tifte, sounds like however you want to do it. Then it gets very specific. It has to be 5 shkolim. Tifte, riba, is the second riba. Riba, miyut, riba. Riba, koil, my rabbi, rabbi kol mili. Umay miyut, miyut shtaris. Rabbanon darshi, what do the Rabbanon hold? Not riba miut riba, but rather they hold klalu pratu klal. Therefore, they take the same exact words that Rebbe used, but instead of darshing it riba miut riba, they darshin klal pratu klal. How so? Uptuim ben chaydish klal. Be'erkecho kesef chamesh shkolim prat. Tifteh chazav ekilo. Klal pratu klal. Liatadon alakena prat. Ma prat mefurish dover amatalto pegufe momen. Just like the prat is a dover amatalto, it's something that you can carry, and it's also something that has intrinsic value. Av kol dover amatalto pegufe momen. So to anything that you can carry and is intrinsically valuable. Yotzu karkoish ein metal, then you can't carry it. Thus, karka is excluded. Yotzu avodim sho hukshu lekarkois. Evet is always hukush lekarka. And yotzu shtoroish sha'af apisha metaltalin, but ein gufei momen. It's not something that has real value. In other words, the machloikis the Stam Mishnah and Rebbe whether you could only not be poydim with shtaris, like Rebbe says in the Braisa, or in poydim loy bavadim, v'loy b'shtaris, loy b'karkois, ektesis we'll talk about later, is totally in whether you darshan klal pratu klal, or whether you darshan riboy miribus. This is something that comes up over and over and over and over again, but there was a very, very big machloikis tanon, again, that permeates many, many sugis ashas. Anytime the Torah mentions something in a general term, and then starts talking specifically, do you dash in cloud pratu cloud, like Rabbi Shmuel did, and Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, and the Yudgum Avidah Shater in the Dreshes Bam, or do you dash in riboy, miut riboy? Then afkamina is, if you dash in cloud pratu cloud, so the way it works is, cloudu prat im bechlal elamasha beprat. Klal pratu klal, the second klal has to be moisiv more than just the prat. So what's in moisiv? Im bechlal elo ke'en masha beprat. So anything that's similar to the prat is going to be included. If you dash in ribui miut ribui, ribui miut is im be ribui elo ke'en masha bemiut. Meaning, the ribui miut, if you dash in ribui miut, is the equivalent thereof of klal pratu klal if you dash in klal prat. When you have a ribui miut and a ribui, being that when you had the ribui and the miut, you already had ke'en mashav and miut, so the second ribui has to be marba more. So what's a marba? It's marba everything. But there's a miut, so it can't be marba everything, because otherwise what do you have the miut for? So the miut's coming to be memayit odover echad. So ribui, miut, ribui is much more inclusive than klal pratu klal. As it relates to our sugya, we're not dealing with the klal prat level, we're dealing with the klal pratu klal level. We're dealing with the ribui, miut, ribui level. So if you dash in klal pratu klal, it's less inclusive. It's ein bechlal elo ke'ein mashaber. So if you like the prat, you're included. Otherwise, you're not. If you dash in ribu miyit ribu, it's much more inclusive. You marba everything with the exception of one thing. Zok to Gemara, Rebbe held ribu miyit ribu. As a result, we're marba everything with the exception of one thing. What's the one thing that we're mayit according to Rebbe? We're going to be mayit shtaris. Whereas the Tanakama, or the stomach of the Mishnah, held klal pratu klal. I mean that he held klal pratu klal, so we're much more. It's much less inclusive. It's ein bechlal elo ke'ein masha beprat. What's the prat? Dova metaltel v'gufay moment. So we're only going to be married with something that's metaltel. So now we've knocked out karka. Then we can also knock out Eved, because Eved is hukash l'karka. And we're going to knock out shtaris, because it's engu for imam. The bottom line is, it says the Gemara, that this machloikis, stam of the Mishnah, and Rebbe is really totally in this age-old shiloh, whether we darshan klal pratu klal, or whether we darshan ribui miut, ribui freik the Gemara, omali Rebbe nil mereima, Rebbe ribui miut darsh, is that true? Does Rebbe hold ribui miut, ribui v'a Rebbe klal yu prati darsh? We know for a fact from somewhere else in Shas, that Rebbe darshans klal pratu klal, the Tanya, we learned in a Bryson, we actually had this a few weeks ago, Marzeya, with regards to the Alocha Marzeya, so that's an Eved Ivri that wants to stay past the Shei Shonim, so the Alocha is Verotza, the ear of the Eved b'Marzeya, and by doing that, he can stay until Yovel. But the point is, it says in the Torah, how do you do this Ritzua? You do it with the Marzeya. The Torah specifically says which type of instrument you're supposed to use. It says the Brisa. In Leila Marzeya, Abinai, the Rabbis Hasul, Vasiro, Vamachat, Vamachdech, Vamachdev, Talmud Oimer, Velokachto, Le Rabbis Kol Dova, Shenilkach Biat, Divi, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda says that we're marba all these things. Rabbi Oimer, Rabbi says, no, we're not marba so much. Marzeya, it says Marzeya. It's not Marzeya, Meyuchchel Matches, Av Kolchel Matches. No, it has to be something very, very similar to the Marzeya. So if it's Matches, if the thing was metal, you can use it. If it wasn't metal, you can't use it. So we have a machloikis of how much you can use when it comes to Marzeya. Meaning, Marzeya only if it's matches? No, we're going to be marba a whole bunch of things. Says the Gemara, what's the machloik? It's Rebbe Dorish, Rebbe held Klali Uprati. He held Klal Prat to Klal. Then in the parish of Marzeya, you have a Klal Prat to Klal. Being you have a Klal Prat to Klal, it's Ein Bechlal Elekei Mashav Prat. The Prat is a Marzeya, which is matches, it's made out of metal. So too, the only thing you could be marba is something that's made out of metal. Rebbe Yehuda Dorish Ribui Miuti. And as a result, he holds you could be marba much more. We marba everything with the exception of one thing, and the Gemara is in different places discuss what that one thing Rabbi Yisrael is mamai. But the point is, you see clearly Rebbe holds klal prato klal. You have Stira and Rebbe. We just explained Rebbe, who is very inclusive in terms of what you can use, what type of shavu kesef you can use for pidin aben. The only thing we're mamai is shtaris, because he also riba miyad riba. We're only mamai the davar echad. What's the davar echad shtaris? I Rebbe shita by Marzeya is klal prato klal. So the Gemara says as follows: it ba'alma Rebbe klali prati dosh. Really in kol ha'tayra kula Rebbe darsh
Parshas Klal Pratu Klal. But here it's different. And the reason it's different is because the Tanya of Rabbi Shmuel. It's because of something they taught in the yeshiva of Rabbi Shmuel. Tanya of Rabbi Shmuel. B'mayim shtei pomim. Ein ze elo klal pratu. This is a sugya that the Gemara discussed in Perek Elo Treifas. Another halacha that we learned together not that long ago. But either way, what happened there was a case where the Gemara had a klal pratu klal, but the two klalim were next to each other. So it wasn't klal prat klal. It was klal klal prat. And Tanit Rabbi Shmuel said a very big chiddush. Said that even though Tanit Rabbi Shmuel, that's the yeshiva of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel is the author of the Yud Gimel Midas Sha'atayin and Josh's Bam. It's Rabbi Shmuel Leimer that we also say every morning. So Rabbi Shmuel is the one that said that klal prat u klal ein b'chal ala mashal prat. He didn't say riba miyad riboy ribi akol umay miyad miyad dover echad. He said ein b'chal ala mashal prat. So if Rabbi Shmuel himself said that, and yet Rabbi Shmuel says that if you have klal prat, you darshan it as a riba miyad riboy. The only time you darshan klal prat u klal is where it's done mesudar. Klal? Then prat, then klal. The minute it's a klal prat, like in that Gemara, b'mayim shtei pomim, and then afterwards the miyut. So there we look at it not as a klal prat to klal, there we look at it as a riboy miyut riboy. So when you have two klalim and then the prat, what we do is you shift. Then you take on the shita of riba miyut riboy. So either way, says the Gemara, in our sugya, what we're learning, pidyon haben, it's a klal prat to klal, but it's a klal prat to klal where it's a klal klal prat. The pasuk says, "Uftuyav mi ben chodesh tifte be'erkecha kesef chamesh shkolim b'shakal kodesh." And uftuyav mi ben chodesh klal tifte klal. So the two klalim are next to each other. So it's true, Rebbe Darshan's klal prat to klal. But when it's klal prat, then he shifts to riboy miyat riboy, and that's why in our sugya, where it's not a conventional klal prat to klal, he darshan riboy miyat riboy. Over there by Marseille, it was a regular klal prat to klal. There he darshan klal prat to klal. Either way, says the Gemara inside, kidetan uach kidetan Rabbi Shmuel. Tan Rabbi Shmuel b'mayim shtei pom meza klal prat ela riboy miyat. Therefore, Rabbanan Amri could have my Rava. Kol Mokam Shatam Boitzi Shnei Klolus Asmuchim Zalazeh Hato Prat Bineim V'Doni B'Chalav Prat. What about the Cholkim on Tan of Rabbi Shmuel? What about the Cholkim in our Sugya? The Stam Mishnah, the Darshan's even here, Klal Prat or Klal. Aye, it's Klal Prat. Shouldn't you Darshan it Riba Miet Riboy? Not everybody holds that way. You, the Rabbanan in our Sugya are going to hold that even though it's Klal Prat, doesn't mean you can't move the Prat, cut and paste, so to speak, put it in between the two klalim, and as a result, you're going to end up with a klal prat to klal. But the truth is, this machloikis on our sugyo is not the age-old machloikis klal prat to klal, riba miyad riba. That's the bottom line as it relates to the Gemara we just learned. It's not the age-old shayla. Pasha, you learn, you have a shayla. Ein poidim loy ba'avadim loy b'shtaris loy b'karkois, or ein poidim, ba'kol poidim chutz min ashtaris. What's the shayla? Riba miyad riba, klal prat to klal. That's the age-old shayla. So the Gemara, no. Really, after further analysis, that's not the age-old shayla. This sugya could be everybody holds klal prat or klal. The shayla is we have a klal, and then a prat. Do you still say it's a klal prat or klal? Just move the prat, put it between the two klals? Or over here, we look at it differently, like Tanit Rabbi Shmuel said in Perek Elo Treifas. Here we look at it as a riboy, a miyut, and a riboy. So before we go weiter, just one ha'ara that I saw in the Sefer Har Tzvi. So believe it or not, there's a Sefer Har Tzvi, Rabbi Tzvi Pesach Frank Alashas. So it's he wrote, it's a lot of it's from Ksav Yad that he left over, some of it is a Likud, but it's mostly Ksav Yad from Rav Tzvi Pesach. And in the Sefer Har Tzvi on this Gemara right here, he brings a Chiddush from the Minchas Chinuch, and he argues very, very vehemently on the Minchas Chinuch. So the Minchas Chinuch is a mitzvah Shin Tzadik Beis, it's the halachis of Pidyon HaBen. Says the Minchas Chinuch, that the Gemara says in Masechtas Kedushin, that we know Isha Nikdas Bekesef. So what happens if a man wants to be Mekadosh in Isha, but he's not going to give her a ring, which you're supposed to do, the Katechila, as it's brought down in the Ramah. He's not going to even give her money or Shava Kesef. But rather, what he does is, he says, I'm going to dance for you, I'm going to make you laugh, and apparently he was a funny guy, or he was a good dancer, but the bottom line is, he's going to do a Maisa of Hana, she's going to get pleasure, that Hana, we can put a dollar amount that has some sort of value. Says the Gemara, she's Mikudesha. Schoik lefanai, rekoid lefanai. And there's different examples of this throughout Masechtas Kedushin that basically say the same thing. And that is that you don't physically have to give money, but if you do a pu'ula shalhana that has a value, that would be enough. It would be considered consideration. Harezu Mikudesha. Says the Minchas Chinuch that it's pasha to me that the reason this works is because the first Mishnah Masechtas Kedushin says that Isha Niknas Bekasev. It doesn't have to be Kasev. It could be Kasev or it could be Shava Kasev. And obviously, what the Gemara is saying is that in the halachas of Shava Kasev, Rekoid Lefanai, Schoik Lefanai, those things are considered Shava Kasev. If that's the case, says the Minchas Chinuch, that the Gemara says, we learned the Mishnah, yesterday's daf, today's daf, the easier part of the Sugya that we're learning now, that states clearly that you can be Poida, you can do Pidyon HaBen with Shava Kasev as well. So if you could do Pidyon HaBen with Shava Kasev, so says the Minchas Chinuch that it's Pashit. If a person would go over to a Kohen, so you're at the Pidyon HaBen, and then all of a sudden the father starts singing, he starts dancing, he does some sort of said halachas, it would work. He says because l'chayr it's pasha to me. At the end of the day, l'chayr l'fanai schayk l'fanai works as shava kasef. The Mishnah says you can give shava kasef to the kohen. So if that's the case, there's no reason it shouldn't work. And in fact, the Michas Chinuch, and it's very very geschmack. He goes through its ois vav. If you want to see it inside the end of ois vav, he goes through a lot of different sugis that the Gemara discusses in the first parak in Masechtas Kedushin, the halacha of adam chashuv and the halacha of orei mekadosh b'milva, and he starts working at all those sugis with. The Gemara discusses, is it kesef or is it not kesef? And relates them to Pidyon HaBen. And at the end he says, V'tilo made me din kedushin har beidinim lekar. So when you learn the first parak of Masechtas Kedushin, you spend the winter's man learning those very, very shveri sugyas with all the berachos shmuls and everything, says the Michas Chinuch that those sugyas are very much applicable to the Gemara's we're learning right now. Because really, it should work for Pidyon HaBen. Matanam anas lahachzadat. The Gemara already discusses with regards to Pidyon HaBen. Lididi shavili, all those Gemara's, they apply to the sugyas because it's the same principle. The reason we have those sugyas is because you don't have to give kasef. Shava kasef is kekasef. Here it's mefurish in a Mishnah that shava kasef is kekasef as well. Bottom line is, says in Michas Chinuch specifically, rekoid lefana is chayk lefana is shava kasef. And if it's shava kasef, it could work. Says Rav Hirsch Pesach in one ha'ara right here in Masechtas Bechoras Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, who says Ulanias Daiti Dvarav Elu Tmuim Ma'od. The Ein L'damo is Pidyon HaBen L'Kedushin. Why? Because by Kedushin, all Kesef works. All Shava Kesef works. But by Pidyon HaBen, we just learned the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ein Poidim Lei Bavodim V'Lei B'Shtoris V'Lei B'Karkois. And the reason is, says the Gemara, because the Tana the Mishnah holds, Klal Prat to Klal. And even though it's a Klal Klal Prat, Hotel Prat Beinayim, we darshan Klal Prat to Klal, Ein B'Chal Elokei Masheva Prat. Rebbe argues, but even Rebbe darshan's Reba Meet Reba. The point is that not all Shava Kesef is included when it comes to Pidyon HaBen. There's halachas. You can't be Poidim with a Shtar. You can't be Poidim with an Eved. You can't be Poida with Karka. If that's the case, it's true Rekoid Lefanai is Chayk Lefanai, says Rav Hirsch Pesach, is Shava Kesef. But is it a Dover HaMetaltel? Is it Gufay Mamoin? It's not. So Bishlam by Kedushin, where there's no Klal Prat to Klal, there's no Riboy, there's no Klal Klal Prat. Over there, all you need is Kesef, Isha Niknas Bekesef, Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephraim, V'yotzachinim Ein Kosef, Ein Kosef Ba'adam Zeh, V'yesh Kesef La'adam Acher. There's just a thing Kesef. So once it's in Sraba that Shava Kesef is Kekesef, then all Shava Kesef should work. But by Pidyon HaBen, there's another Sugya. You're right. Mitzad the Mishnah Mem Tesam Et Beis, it would work with Koid Lefana Es Chayk Lefana. But it's Donach HaMishnah, Nun Aleph Amin Aleph. And this Mishnah says that there's a criteria of Dover HaMetaltel V'gufay Mamim. Says Rav Hirsch Pesach, it's not a Dover HaMetaltel. He says, by the way, it's not even a Dover. Right, till now, what were the miyutim? Karka is nismayit, because it's not metalto. Shtoris is nismayit, because it's not gufei moment. He says, rekoid lefana is chayk lefana is not even dover. It doesn't even start. Dover, ha metalto, but gufei moment. At the very least, it has to be a dover, a cheftza. What's the cheftza? Rekoid lefana is chayk lefana. It's a maisa, it's an act. It's a verb. It's not a cheftza. L'chura says Rosh Pesach, it's a t'miyah gedayla. He says he doesn't think you can shtel to all those sugyas. Because in the sugyas of Masechtas Kedushin, all it has to be is kesef. But over here, there's another criteria. It has to be a dover ha-metalto begufei moment. It has to pass through another screening. And l'chayra, rekoy lefanai, schoik lefanai, says Rosh Pesach, not sure how it's going to be oisgehalten in dover ha-metalto begufei moment. The Mishnah said, v'loy behekdesh. It's the same point in Leib HaVadam, Leib HaShtaros, v'loy behekarkois, v'loy behekdesh. It's like Gemara Pshita, Labdi Deinu. What's the Havim? You should be able to be paid with Hekdesh. So Gemara says, you're right. The aim of Loi Hekdesh is Pachaloilo. Mishnah is not adding another thing. Mishnah is not saying that you can't use Hekdesh with Pidyon HaBen. Of course you can't use Hekdesh with Pidyon HaBen. What Mishnah is saying is that just like you can't use Eved, Shtar, and Karka for pidyon haben, so too you can't use eved shtar and karka if you're being paid the hektish. Kasav l'koyin shu chayv l'chamisha slaim chayv l'itinless. We said that if a person would sit down, he would write a shtar to the koyin. Doesn't have to, but he tells the koyin, "I'm going to write and give you in writing that I'm going to give you the 5 slaim for pidyon haben." So halacha is that he has to give him the 5 slaim based on what he just committed to do. And on top of that, he has to give him pidyon haben. Omar Ula said, "Five toyer b'nai padi." This is really all a din d'rabbanan. Meaning, midday raisa, when you give the 5 slum, it's understood you're giving it for the pidyon haben. About the pipe, if that's the case, my time ain't b'nai padi. So why is it d'rabbanan that it's not okay? Because the chum felt that it looks very much like you're being paid with shtar, even though it's very different. When the Mishnah says you can't be paid with a shtar, it means that you loan somebody money. So somebody owes you 5 slum. You take that shtar, you give it to the kohen. Shtar has value. You tell the kohen that you go collect the money, that's your pidyon haben. That's what ein poid in b'shtaris means. And it's just mayit from the klal prat to klal. Or from the ribo miyad ribo. This is not the same thing. Here you're telling the koyin that I'm going to give you 5 slum, and then you give him the 5, you're actually giving him 5 slum. It's very different. It's fundamentally different. It's really no shaykhis. But it started with a shtar. And once it starts with a shtar, it looks a little bit like you're being paid the b'shtaris. And that's why the Rabbanim made exer, you shouldn't do it. Tani Tanak, Abed Rav Nachman, B'noi Padoi, Lekeshe Yitain. Same thing. Amalei Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman said, Zu Divrei Rav Yosi, B'Rav Yehuda Stimta. V'Amrilon, some say, Zu Divrei Rav Elazar, B'Rav Shtimin Stimta. Ava Chachamim, Ayrim, the Chachamim say, Ein B'nai Padoi, that really, Ein B'nai Padoi, Medei Reis, Ava Hilchasa, Ein B'nai Padoi, that it absolutely does not work. Why was Rav Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda called Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda Stimta? Why was Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon called Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Stimta? So that we'll talk about in Mitzvah Shem Shavuos night. Lefikach, Emrotza Akoyen Litein Loi B'matana Rashoi. Tanina Zokta Gemara. That idea that says that in the case where you ended up having to give the Koyen 10 slots, if he wants, he can return 5. But not the original 5, the 5 that you gave him as piroyoin for the shtar that you wrote, but rather the latter 5, the 5 that you gave him for pinyam. If he wants to give that back, he could give that back. Says the Gemara that this supports something that's mefurish in a braisa. If you give the 5 slav, not to one kohen, you divide it up amongst 10 kohanim. Or if you gave it to one kohen, but bezechazeh. I mean, in the first case, he gave it to 10 kohanim, but he gave it vasachas. So it was one nesina, but it went to 10 different people. In the second case, I gave it to one person. It was one person, different nesina. He's like, yeah, you're going to give it another seller, another seller, another seller. So halach is in both cases, yatsa. Another halacha, this is the one that we need. Not loy v'hechziroi loy. What if the kohen took the 5 slum and then he gave it back? Yatsa, that also works. But kach hoyim in hogesh or abtarfin. Abtarfin was a kohen. Shoye noitel umachzer. He used to take the 5 slum and then he would give it back. Shoshama chachamim b'davar amru, they said, the chachamim did, kayim zeh halacha zu. Rav Tarfon was Mekayim this halacha. Fake the Gemara, halacha zu vazu loy. But this is the only halacha that he was Mekayim. So the Gemara says, Ela, Kayim zeh, af halacha zu. No, even though he did something that at first glance would seem questionable, it's not questionable at all. Really, what he did, he was absolutely Mekayim. Why would the Chacham even be saying this? The Chacham are giving Gaskam to Rav Tarfon. So the rest of the story is Rav Tarfon was Mitalmidei Beis Shammai, like Rashi says in the end of the first parak of Masechtas Yevamos, but Ve'inka Mekayim. But either way, says the Gemara, Rav Chanina, have a rug of a shakal, umahad. Rav Chanina used to do the same thing. Chanina was a Kayim. Used to take the 5 slum and he would give it back to the person that gave it to him. Because of us. So one day somebody gives him the 5 slum, and after he gives him the 5 slum, he doesn't want to leave. Right? The pinya bends over, the music stopped playing, and the guy in the shtayim. So he says, "Why are you still here?" And it was obvious to Rav Chanina that he was waiting to get the money back. Says the Gemara, Rav Chanina saw that. He told him, like Gomris Vyavis Midon. I realize now that when you gave it to me, you thought you were getting it back. Which means he never even had Gemiras Stas to give it to me. So he told him, Bish of this, what you did is wrong, and as a result, the pinyon haben never worked. Meaning, I could give it back, that's fine, but that has to be something that I decide to do, or you could do a matana manas lahachzer, but that works with mishpatei hatanayim. But to give it to me, thinking that you're not really giving it to me because you're going to get it back without having gemira stas, that's something that doesn't work. The Mishnah said if someone's mafresh the 5 slum and then it gets lost, he never had a chance to give it to the kohen. Yes, it doesn't matter. Chayav b'achri yusa. The fact that you were mafresh it doesn't help. Shenemar, because it says in the Torah, yeloch, and then it says, ach padei sifte. The pasuk is, kol peter rechem l'chol basa achi yakriv l'Hashem, ba'odom u'babeima. So we're talking about pidyon haben, ba'odom. It says the pasuk, ach padei sifte, es b'chayr ha'odom, es b'chayr ha'behem etmeya tifte. So, yeloch, ach padei sifte. Really, there should be a comma between those two words, but yielach achpadei sifta we darshan until it's yielach, till it arrives in the hand of the Kohen, it's not considered pinyon aben. It's podei tifta only when it's going to be yirlach. So if you only mafresh it, it's chai b'achray. It's okta gemara, minolo. And how do you know this halacha, that if someone's mafresh pinyon aben and it gets lost, chai b'achray? Now the Mishnah just gave him a car, right? The Gemara is going to address that. But before, Amrav Shimon ben Lakish, Rish Lakish said, Asya Erech, Erech me'erechin. You learn Xer Shavim from Erechin. Just like by Erechin, the halacha is, if someone takes upon the Erech of somebody, he's mafresh the money, he never has a chance to give it to Hektish, he's chayiv and achrayis. So too by Pinyin Aben, if you were mafresh it, you never gave it to the Kohen, you're going to be chayiv and achrayis. Zok the Gemara, Dimi Amrav Yonis, Dimi had a different makar. V'chol b'chor b'necha sifte, v'lo yiro upon a reikam. It says v'lo yiro upon a reikam in the context of Pinyin Aben, v'yalef reikam, reikam, oilas riya, ma oilas riya chayiv b'achrayuso. Just like with regard to the oilas riya, you chayiv and achrayis. If you mafresh money to buy an oilas riya, and then you never bought it because the money got lost, you can't show up to the Beis HaMikdash and not bring an oilas riya. You can't say, I was mafresh it. No. The Isser V'lo Yiro Pani Reikam is still going to be in effect. So too, Av Pinyin Aben Chayiv B'Achrayuso. Maske Flora Papa, Krola Kra. You're bringing a pasuk to support a pasuk. It's a pella. Reish Lakish, Rav Dimi, they're both saying Pshatim, Nu Mekairis. Erech, Erech, Mi Erechin. You're learning it from my last Ria, Reikam, Reikam. L'chura, the Mishnah already gave a time. The Mishnah said, how do you know if you mafresh the money and never get to the Kayan, you have to be mafresh it again. Yechai b'achrayis, because it says, Yeh ach podei sifta. So the Gemara says, you're right. You have to say, Elam Rapop. Ha, kalikhtani time. As it relates to the halach of the Mishnah, the makar is what the Mishnah said. Yeh ach podei sifta. Chiyit, with the Reish Lakish. So when Reish Lakish and Rav Dimi said, Pshatim, it was referring to the Reisha. What's the Reisha? It's one of the Mishnayis that we saw earlier in the week. Meislach hashloishim yoyim. What happens if someone had a child and the child died after it was already 30 days old? But the father never gave pinyan aben. Afa pisha loy nasan. Even if he never gave the money, yitain the halach is he still has to give it. Minolon. And it was regarding that that the Amayram discussed. What's the makar to that? And on that, Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Rav Shimon ben Lakish said, Asi erich erich me'erich. The halach is if somebody takes upon himself the erich of a certain person, and then the person dies before he has a chance to be mafresh that money. Doesn't matter. You still have to be mafresh the money. Rav Dimam Rav Yoinasin learns it from Bechol Bechor Banecha Sifte V'lo Yiro Upon Ayrekam Ma'la Halon Yorshin Chayovim Avkan Yorshin Chayovim. Just like over there, there's a concept that if the father was mafresh money for an oil and then he dies, the Yorshim have to give it. So even though there was a Misa involved, it doesn't impact the Iker basic Chiyuv. That same halach is going to be true with regards to Pinyin Aben. Once the Chiyuv Pinyin Aben goes into effect, you were Chayiv in Erechin. The father was Chayiv in the Oilas Riya. Here too, there was a Chiyuv Pinyin Aben because the child was 30 days old. Even though the child ended up dying, it doesn't change anything. You're still going to be Chayiv. And I mean, we're not discussing the halach, the makar to the halach in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah gave the makar to the halach in the Mishnah. What the Amiram were discussing was the makar to the halach of a previous Mishnah XL. So either way, just to end the week with a little bit of raid as it relates to the sugyas of Pinyin Aben, which incidentally is also very much in Yonah D'Yoyma, it's this week's parsha. This week's parsha is parsha's Bamidbar, and the Torah talks about the special Pidyon that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to oversee when the Yidden were in the Midbar. Hashem told Moshe to take all the Bechayros, and to remove the Kedusha from the Bechayros, to redeem them, so to speak, to be paid to them, and where should the Kedusha of the Bechayros go? It should go from the Bechayros onto the Levim. Hashem told Moshe, count the Levim. Hashem told Moshe, count the Bechayros, and he said, I want you to swap Levi for Bechar. Levi for Bechar. What happened was Moshe Rabbeinu went, he counted the Levim, he counted the Bechayros, and the numbers were almost identical, but they were off. There were 273 more Bechayris than there were Levim. So for every Bechar that corresponded to a Levi, it was very simple. Moshe Rabbeinu was paid to the Bechar with the Levi. The Kedusha went from the Bechar onto the Levi. But what about the ones that were Oitzim, the ones that were actually the 273? They didn't have anybody to transfer the Kedusha. So now already we had to work on a plan B. Says the Pasuk, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Levim, Tachas Alevim, Tachas Kol Bechar B'Vnei Yisrael, Ves Behemus Alevim, Tachas Behem Tav, Vahoyu Li Halevim Ani Hashem, Ves Beduyei Hashlish V'Hashim V'Amasayim, the extra 273, Ha'oitzim Alevim B'Vnei B'Vnei Yisrael, what should you do with them? V'lo Kachto Chameshes Chameshes Shkolim L'Agul Goylos. You should take five shkolim for each one. B'shekel ha-kodesh tikach, it should be shekel ha-kodesh esrim geira ha-shokel. V'nosato ha-kesef, what should you do with the money? You should take it and you should give it la-harinu levonov, k'duyei ha-oitfen bohem. Ba'ikach Moshe ha-skesef ha-pidyam yeis ha-oitfen ha-pidyam yalavim. Moshe Rabbeinu did exactly what Hashem told him to do. Me'eis b'chor b'nei Yisrael lokach es ha-kosef, chamisho v'shishim u'shloish me'ois elef b'shekel ha-kodesh. And then the Pasuk does the math for us, tells us it was 273 times 5 shkolim, exactly how many shkolim it was. Va'itei Moshe ha-skesef ha-piduyim la-harin u-levonov al-pi Hashem kasher diber kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. Either way, you have a parish in the Torah right here of Pidyon Adar. Me'er Simcha, right here, Parshas Bamidbar has a beautiful aura. He says that we just learned the Gemara right now. Gemara said, a braisa, that if somebody wants to give Pidyon HaBen, not to one Kayan, he wants to give it to a bunch of Kayanim. So he wants to give it to 10 Kayanim. You want to take the 5 Slotim, and you want to give the 5 Slotim, not to one Kayan, to 10 Kayanim. You could do it. So if you gave it to 10 Kayanim, Bevas Achas, it works. If you gave it to one Kayan, Bezeh Achazeh, it also works. Nasnu La'asara Kayanim, Bevas Achas, Yotza. Bezeh Achazeh, Yotza. Says Rameh Simcha, I think I have a Mefurish and Makar in the Torah to this halacha. What's the makar? Because the pasuk says Hashem told Moshe that when you take the 5 shkolim, b'shekel hakodesh, esrim geira shekel, from the 273 extra b'chayrus that didn't have a levi corresponding to them, what should you do with it? V'nasata hakesef la'aharon ulevanov. You should take the money, you should give it to aharon ulevanov. Says the Medrash, and there's a gemara somewhere else that says something similar with regards to a similar pasuk. But the Medrash says it on this pasuk right here. La'aharon mechtza, ulevanov mechtza. K'may shetziva le'akadosh baruch hu, v'nasato ha-kesef la'harin ulevanov, shkoy la'harin k'neged banov. Hashem told Moshe, take the money and give it to Aharon uvanov. You know what the understanding was? Take half the money and give it to Aharon. Take half the money and give it lebanov. Says Reb Meir Simcha, that if you do the math and you figure out how many shkolim there are, it's going to end up being an odd number. So if it's going to be an odd number, essentially what you're going to end up doing is you're going to end up taking, or right, look at it from the standpoint of the Bechairis themselves. You're taking 273 Bechairis and divide it in half. You're going to have 136 and a half and 136 and a half. That means 136 and a half of the Bechairis, their money is going to be given to Aharon, and 136 and a half of the Bechairis' money is going to be given Labanov, which means then there's one Bechar, half of whom is going to Aharon, and half of whom is going to Labanov. Says Rav Meir Simcha, you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to divide it up. So, oh, geshmak, this is the Makar to the Gemara. The Gemara says that you don't have to give it to one Kayin. If you want, you can give it to more than one Kayin. How do I know that? I know from here. Because the Pasuk says, V'rasat ha-kesef l'harin u'levanov. And the Medrash says, mechza l'harin, mechza l'levanov. And how many Bechairis were there? 273, which means that if you divide the 273 in half, it's 136 and a half, 136 and a half. You gave the Pidyon HaBen of 136 and a half Kayanim to Aharon, and you gave the Pidyon HaBen of 136 and a half Kayanim to Banim. Now, the truth is that the idea of Rav Meir Simcha, this Chiddush, that Rav Meir Simcha wants to learn a halacha that the Gemara says in Bechiris Tafton Aleph on the base, that's Negei, the Pidyon HaBen, that every single father's Chayiv, even Bizman Hazeh, from the special, unique parsha of Pidyon HaBen that the Torah mentioned in parashas Bamidbar, is really consistent with a lot of chazals. We spoke about this already, and we said, you know, to a certain degree, you find chilukim, but at the same time, there are a lot of halachas, there are a lot of halachas that relate to Pidyon HaBen that we learn from, even though that parsha was a rush, that was a one-time parsha. This concept, right, a person can't say that, I have a son, I'm chayv and Pidyon HaBen, so instead of giving the Kohen 5 slum, I'm going to be poydim with a levi, right? Of course, there are elements of that parsha that were very unique to that parsha. But as it relates to the second part of it, that the 273 extra b'chayrs that we didn't know what to do with, where Hashem said, be poydim each one for 5 shkolim, shekel ha-kodesh, esrim geira shekel, that's Pidyon HaBendik. And today, it's so much so that you can learn halachas, like Rav Meir Simcha says, I believe that parish is the makar to this halacha, that nasnu la'asara keihanu bevas achas yotza. So just one geshmak of ha'ara that is consistent with what we're saying right now, I found in the Shailos Tshuvas Tzemach Tzedek, one of the Kadmoinim. So the Tzemach Tzedek says something beautiful. He was asked to Shailos, there was a child that was born, and the doctors couldn't do the bris milah. I mean, the doctor said they weren't comfortable, so they said, no, you can't. You have to wait until the child gets a little bit healthier. You can't do bris milah. Then the child was 30 days old. Came time to do Pidyon HaBen. And the shaila that they asked the Tzemach Tzedek was, could you do Pidyon HaBen before bris milah? Or is there a seder? Does it have to do bris milah and afterwards Pidyon HaBen? So this is obviously unfortunately, often a very relevant shaila. It's an halacha l'maisa shaila. But the Tzemach Tzedek wrote a tshuva. And the Tzemach Tzedek was asked the shaila. It's in Shaila's tshuva, Tzemach Tzedek. Shaila Kuf Chof Ches, 128. Does Bris Mila have to be before Pinyin HaBen? Or could you do Pinyin HaBen on a child that didn't have Bris Mila? Says it's a machzedek, it's a short tshuva. But he says at the end, I have a Raya Barura checkmate. You know what the Raya is? It's because you find in this week's Parashas Bamidbar that they did Pinyin HaBen. You take the 273 extra Bechayris and be paid to them each one for 5 Shkolim B'Shek LaKodesh Esrim Geira HaShokel. Says the Tzemach Tzedek, we know that when the Yidden were in the Midbar, there was no Bris Mila. There was no Ruach Tzfayinis. There was only Shevet Levi. That was Ubrischa Yinsayra, like Rashi says in Parashas V'Zayis HaBracha, like the Sephurin over there says, etc., etc., the Chuvach Samsayv, everything else. But the point is, there was no Bris Mila in the Midbar. So if there was no Bris Mila in the Midbar, said the Tzemach Tzedek, and still you see they did Pinyin HaBen, says before Shariah. He said you could do Pinyin HaBen without Bris Mila. Now, the first glance you would say, what's the Kesher? That's talking about a different Pinyin HaBen. It was a special Parasha of Pinyin HaBen that was related to that Pinyin where there was no Levi to be paid to these Bechayrus. And they said, okay, you'll be paid to each one for 5 Shkolas. It's mavur in the Tzemach Tzedek, like it's mavur in the Meshech Chachma, like there's earlier sources for this as well, as in the Rishonim and Gemara already, that the Parsha, that part of the Parsha, was really a Pidyon HaBendig, a Parsha. You can learn halachas from it, and it's just two Gishmak halachas. No more Meir Simchas halach, and you don't have to give the entire Pidyon HaBend to one Kohen. You can give it to 10 Kohanim. Tasachas, that alone would be, that too would be, that would be fine. And you have the Tzemach Tzedek that it's possible to do Pidyon HaBen even before Bris Mila. But I'll just tell you one Geshmaka Ha'ara that I saw in the Sefer Mishcha Shemen, that's from Reb Chaim Kaufman, with regards to this Rameir Simcha. And just to go back to some of the raid that we spoke at earlier in the week, we mentioned the Ramah who says a Gevaldi Gechidish, B'Shem Derivash, who's that. Even though in Kol HaTorah Kula Shluchai Shel Adam K'Maisai, but when it comes to Pidyon HaBen, says the Ramah, you shouldn't be Mekayim Ben Adi Yishlech. So in Kol HaTorah Kula, it's Shluchai Shel Adam K'Maisai. But by Pidyon HaBen, the father cannot appoint the Shliach Dubi. He says, Bezin's also not Mechuyev in Pidyon HaBen. And we mentioned the Shachiz Matmiah, and the Vulnagoyan asks 3 kashes. And we spoke at the Chuvas Chassam Soifi Yeridei Reish Sadek Gimel, where the Shoyl said that maybe it's only the father, because he's acting as a Shliach of the son, but maybe the son would be able to. And then we said there's 2 Bumba kashes that the Velt asks on this Ramah. The second kasha that we mentioned, that the Velt asks on the Ramah, is from this Parsha. From this parasha, because what happened? What did Hashem tell Moshe? Hashem told Moshe, "V'lokachta, you should go ahead and collect the money, and you should take the money, even asata kesef laharinu levanav. You should give it to Aharon levanav." L'chayra, Moshe Rabbeinu, it sounds like is acting as a shliach. It's mamash a pasuk in the Torah. It sounds like he's acting as a shliach. It sounds like he's acting as a shliach of Klal Yisrael. Each bechor has an obligation to redeem himself. Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded, "Go to the bechor. Take the money from them." V'nosato akesav l'harinu levanav. So it's mamash a mefurish a pasuk that it could be work ayidei shliach. So l'chura the Ramah b'shem the Rivash and Simin Shinhei says that Pidyon HaBen doesn't work ayidei shliach. The Shach asks, "What do you mean? Taimel l'mechalot erukula shulchus adam k'maisai." The Vilnagoyin asks the same kasha. The Vilnagoyin's moisif that all pidyons could also work al yidei shliach. You could be paid the ma'aseh sheni with a shliach. You could be paid the hektish ayidei shliach. So why should Pidyon HaBen, which at the end of the day is a Pidyon, be different? And if you want to look at it as a milva, the Gemara calls Pidyon HaBen a milva, ksuva b'Torah, you could pay a chayva yidei shliach. The Vilna Gaon also doesn't understand it. Oh, but l'chura, this is a kasha on another level. It's a mefurish apostle. So we spoke out the kasha from the Maria Asad, Rabbi Yehuda Asad, in his Shailos Yitshuvas Yehuda Nala. The Mishcha Shem and Rabbi Chaim Kaufman brings the Shailos from the Malva. But either way, this is the kasha. The kasha is, how could you tell me shlichus doesn't work by Pidyon HaBen? Isn't it a mikra mole, v'lokachta chamesh eshkolim lagugoylus, v'nosato akesa? So he brings a teretz from the Sefer Vayedaber Moshe, based on a Gemara that we speak about a lot, a Gemara that we spoke about this week. Gemara Masechtas Zvachim, Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Beis. Rav said in Zvachim Kuf Aleph Amud Beis that Moshe Rabbeinu Koyim Gadol Haya. Either way, Rav said that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Koyim Gadol. We know Moshe Rabbeinu did the Avodah for 7 days. The first 7 days of the Mishkan, during the Shivas Yimei Amalu. What happened after the 7 days? Pashtus, he went to being a Levi. Moshe Rabbeinu could have, would have, should have been the Kohen Gadol, but because of the 7 days by the Sneh, Moshe Rabbeinu lost his right to, he lost his right to be the Kohen Gadol. The Baal Turim says in the beginning of Parsha Shmini, that Vahiba Yema Shmini, that's when Aharon did the Avodah. Who did the Avodah for the first 7 days? Moshe Rabbeinu. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu do the Avodah for 7 days? because of the fact that for 7 days he went back and forth with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Said Hashem, you were supposed to be the Kohen Gadol, but being that you went back and forth with me for 7 days, you're only going to be Kohen Gadol for 7 days. But Vayi Bayim Hashmini, now already a Haran Uvanov, they're going to take over the Ketubah. But that's the Pashtas, stating that Rav, and the Gemara says, really, it's a Shita Satanam as well, that Moshe Rabbeinu was always a Kohen Gadol. Either way, Moshe Rabbeinu Kohen Gadol Hoyo, V'cholik B'kach HaShemayim, we spoke at the Keren Ori this week, where the Keren Ori says, if that's the case, why did Moshe never do the Avodah? See, it's because Moshe Rabbeinu was talking to the Shechina. Moshe Rabbeinu's Avodah was on a higher level than the Avodah even of the Kohen Gadol, and it's for that reason you don't find Moshe Rabbeinu did the Avodah. But what did Rav say? Moshe Rabbeinu Kohen Gadol had v'cholik b'kach Hashemayim. Manus kuna that he was able to get. He had a din of a Kohen Gadol. That didn't interfere with his avodas hakodesh. So at the end of the day, said the vayidaber Moshe, a gishmak eteres. He said yesh loimar that when the Yidden, the Bechorois, gave the Pidyon HaBen to Moshe. They weren't giving it to Moshe as a shliach lahilacha to now go take the money and give it to Aharon Uvanov. They were being mekayim the mitzvahs Pidyon HaBen when they gave it to Moshe. What do you mean? Moshe's a Levi. No, he's not. Moshe Rabbeinu's a Kohen. That's Rav's memory. Moshe Rabbeinu Kohen Gadol hoya v'cholik b'kach Shemayim hoya zvachim kuf alef on the days. So he was taking it b'toris. Moshe Rabbeinu went and then he gave it to Aharon Uvanov. There was a bazundere din that after you got it, go give it to Aharon Uvanov. But the point is that as it relates, to Moshe Rabbeinu himself, Moshe Rabbeinu was not taking it as a shliach. Moshe Rabbeinu was taking it b'toras Kohen. B'toras Kohen Gadol. It was actually a kiyum in Pidyon HaBen. If it was a kiyum in Pidyon HaBen, it says, Miyoshev the Kasha. You don't have a riot from here that you could do either shliach. It wasn't working either shliach. Either way, said Rab Chaim Kaufman, that like this, chiddish from the Yadabra Moshe, that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't a shliach to give it Laharon Uvanov. But rather, Moshe Rabbeinu was mekabelit himself as the Kohen Gadol. It would be Nistar, the chiddish. Ramei Simcha. Ramei Simcha said that l'chayra I have a makar to the halacha of the Gemara. The Gemara says nosnoi la'asor kehanim bevasachas yotzo. You can give it to 10 kehanim. Says Ramei Simcha b'mufurish raya. You know what the raya is? Because it says v'nosata akesav l'harin u'levonav. And the Medrash says mechtzala harin u'mechtzal levonav. And how many b'chayrus were there? 273. That means 136 and a half pidyon haben went to a harin. 136 and a half pidyon haben went to Bonov. You see clearly that you can be paid the one Bechar, half to this coin, half to that coin. So it says, Ramei Simcha, I have a Makar to a Braisa and a Gemara Mesachtas Bechar is Daphnon Aleph on the base. Half of a fellow. But says Rabbi Chaim Kaufman, that's only going to be a Makar if you learn that Moshe Rabbeinu was acting as a Shliach. A shliach loyloch, which is of course the pashtus. But like this chiddush, that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he took the kesef ha-peduyim, he wasn't taking it out shliach. He was taking it out to schutz atzmai, like Rav said in Masechtas Zvachim Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Beis. That Moshe Rabbeinu Kohen Gadol hoya, v'cholik b'kach Shemayim hoya. He himself was a Kohen Gadol. So if that's the case, the pidyon haben atzich opketan, not when Moshe took the money and gave it to Aharon Uvanov, when Moshe himself received the money. What happened when Moshe Rabbeinu took the money and gave it to Aharon Uvanov, that was a separate din. That was a separate halacha. But as it relates to the Iker Pidyon HaBen was Neskayim when the money was given to Moshe. If the Iker Pidyon HaBen was Neskayim when the money was given to Moshe, so it's for that reason, over here it's going to be different. Just to be Messiah with one lighter, one Dvar Drush. So we just learned now a whole lumbus, a whole Shita Sarama, very big Kiddush that all the Achroinim are bothered with. From the Shach to the Goyim to the Chassam Sofer. Everybody mutches with this Ramah that even though in Kol HaTorah Kula Shlucha Shel Adam K'mayisai, but when it comes to Pinyin HaBen, father cannot make a Shliach to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Pinyin HaBen for him. It wasn't so long ago. In Perek Kisui Hadam, in the end of Masech Teschulin, where we spoke out the Chiddush of the Shach, where the Shach learns up in a rush in Perek Kisui Hadam that a father can't make a Shliach to do Bris Milah for a son. Meaning, even though, again, Shlucha Shel Adam K'mayisai, but if you have a father who has a son who's 8 days old, and mitzvah sov al haben, he has an obligation to make sure that his son gets bris milah. To the extent that he himself is able to do bris milah, he can't make a shliach to do bris milah for him. The Rosh, who didn't say anything about shlichas with regards to bris milah, was talking about the halacha of asor zehuvim. What's the halacha? If someone is about to do a mitzvah, he has a schus to do a certain mitzvah. The context over there is kisui adam. So you shechted a chayor knife. You have a mitzvah, misha shaf achu yechase, and somebody chaps you ois. He goes ahead and he does the kisui adam. So the halacha is he has to pay a penalty. The penalty is he has to pay asar zehuvim. The Rishonim said that the only time you pay asar zehuvim is if the mitzvah that you took away from me was my mitzvah. But if it wasn't my mitzvah, there's no such halacha. And Tosfos gives an example in that Gemara of what it means my mitzvah versus not my mitzvah. This example is a geshmaki example where the Gabbai calls somebody up for an aliyah, and before the person has an opportunity to get the aliyah, somebody chaps a voice and he says, Baruch Hashem, I'm a vayirach. Right, he chaps a voice to the aliyah. So is there a din asaras? The Torah says, no. Because it wasn't your mitzvah, even though the Gabbai called you, but it's not yours. I mean, you're not a bailam on that mitzvah. There's not. We have a raid bite called stealing shishi. It's this shtickle Torah. But either way, that's a Tosfos and Parakisa Yadam, where Tosfos uses that as a... But the Rosh gave a different example. You know what the Rosh's example is? Where I'm about to do a mitzvah, you steal it from me, but you don't have to pay asar zehuvim because I'm not a bailam on the mitzvah. Says the Rosh, my example is where a father goes over to someone and he appoints him to be a mail. So we're at a bris milah, everything's set up, bagels, locks, the whole nine yards. The mail's about to do bris milah and somebody else is there. He has a chalif. He runs over to the child and he quickly does the bris milah. Says the Rosh, you don't have to pay asar zehuvim. Why? Because he was only a shliach. He's just a mail. It's not his. If you take it from the father, yeah. But being that it's not his mitzvah, see, he doesn't really have a... The father rather told him to do the mitzvah. But it's not his mitzvah. And because it's not his mitzvah, so therefore there's no halacha sar zuvim. Says the Shach, in this rush, I see a dover nifla. I see there's no shluchay shal adam kamaisai when it comes to bris milah. And the tfu shar and the dark emotion ramah, ironically, is matmiz. What do you see here? What do you see? What do you see in this rush? What do you see in this rush that there's no shluchay shal adam kamaisai? Zoktik tzai, since I mentioned pei beis, mamish v'at. Beautiful. Svasayim Yishak. He says, Avada. The whole Rosh is saying that. Why? Because the Rosh was saying that the Shliach is not a Bailam on the mitzvah, because it's not his mitzvah. He's only the Mayel. So therefore, there's no Asar Zehuvim. Freik the Tzais. Forget about the Shliach. When the Shliach does it, it's as if the Meshaleach did it. That's Shluchay Shaladim Kamaisa 101. So there should be a Chiv Asar Zehuvim, not to the Mayel. There should be a chiyav asar zuvim to the tata. The tata is supposed to do the bris milah. He appointed a shliach. If his shliach does it, shluchah shaladim kamaisa. If somebody else does it, then he doesn't have shluchah shaladim kamaisa. So the father didn't get the mitzvah. So the Rosh said, oh, there's no asar zuvim when you ganfa the milah from the mail. Why? Because the mail is not a bailam. Freak the ksais. You're right, the mail is not the bailam. But the father's the bailam. And if the mail would do it, then the father would get the bris milah. He would get the mitzvah. Now that somebody else did it, he doesn't. So there should be a chiyav asar zuvim to the tata. It's posh. That's what the Shach meant. Says the Shach, there is no shlichus by bris milah anyways. There's no shlichus. So the father's not getting it. If he doesn't do the bris milah, he's not getting it. Elamai, he gave it over to the mail. The mail has a zach in it. The mail has a schus. It's not a real bailus. And being that it's not a real bailus, it's like shishi. And that's not an example where you're going to get the hasara zehuvim. But either way, what emerges is that even though in kol ha-Torah kula shlucha shaladim kamoisai, it's interesting that when a child is born, bris milah, no shlucha shaladim kamoisai. That's Shach and Shem Pei Beis, but that's the Shach. Shach is very Meirich. He says he's bothered by it. He's seeing people that know how to do bris milah and they hand it over to a mail and they're being mevatel a mitzvah zaseh because they're not mekayim the mitzvah by passing it over to the mail. Pidyon HaBen, you have the Ramah Shita, Kama Kumasim Nishtabru for this Shita Saramah B'Shem the Rivash. Then when it comes to Pidyon HaBen, again, no Shluch HaShadim Kamoisis. My hergish was that the Braisa says in Masechtas Kedushin, there's certain mitzvahs of Aval HaBen, that a father has an obligation to his son. Maybe the message is that when a child is born, what we teach the father is that it's very nice to appoint shluchim and hire this one and that one, and there's different ways. But when it comes to chinuch, on a certain level, again, this is above my pay grade, but just one machshava, maybe shluchay shaladim kamaisa, it's true. But at the end of the day, lamoila, you got to do it yourself. And when it comes to leftoisa, you have to do it yourself. That, you know, shlucham are fine, and shluchay shaladim kamaisai. No one says it doesn't work. But there is an inyan of mitzvah ba yaisa b'shluchay, perhaps, befrat when it comes to the inyan of chinuch habanim, and that's the message that we tell the father right when his child is born. Mitzvah sol al ben. L'mayla, you have to do it by yourself. L'ftaisai, you have to do it by yourself.